hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, folks, 10th of September, 2008. We're talking today with Michael Collins Piper, writer, author, bunch of stuff. By the way, Mike, how long have you written for the AFP?
Well, for AFP, since the very beginning, since it was established in 2001, and then obviously going back to the Spotlight, I first started writing for the Spotlight in about 1981, so it's been a long, long, long time.
Well, you're one of the oldest surviving members of the then Spotlight, and you know that's another story into itself. Maybe we can get around to that one as well. But the AFP in its present format, and the book that you have written, Target Trafficant: The Untold Story. And just in case, I understand our internet came back up, so you're just joining us now in the middle of this interview with Michael Collins Piper, which, by the way, is on this network at 8 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And, boy, come to think of it, time's going rather fast. How long have you been doing that program?
You know, I...
I had to ask, didn't I?
You know, yeah, you had to ask. I think, John, I began, it's hard to believe, I think I began in February 2nd, 2006. Can you believe it?
No.
You know, I like to tell, and John, I want to thank you for having me on this network. I do appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and I've gotten to know a lot of nice people, and you really put something together here. You know, I mentioned to you earlier off the air that I don't get a chance to listen to the network live as much as I'd like to, but when I'm working on the weekends, I often tune in or, you know, log on to the archives and listen to the various shows. And, you know, you got a great crowd here in this network, and you got a lot of great listeners, too. Lots of smart people out there, and people are working to get the word out. But,
yeah, they
but
are.
Let me just say this. I remember the first time I got the call from RBN. I'd been a guest on your show about 2 weeks prior to that. And I got this call from one of your staffers there, and he said, would you like to do a show? And I said, well, what night? And he said, well, every night. And I was silent, and I was like trying to figure out what he meant. Then I realized he was asking me to host the program, and you know, I was speechless. I think I was speechless for the first time in my life, and I said to him, I said, here, you're asking me to do a radio show, and I don't have a single word to say.
Well, and I think I remember the conversation. By the way, you've been on this network since February 1st of 2006.
Okay, I was one day off.
Yeah,
okay.
One day off. And I remember saying to you, I said, well, you know, I said, I've had you on the air before. You know, I've talked to you on the telephone. I said, you're a smart guy. I said, you know what you do. You're a good writer. And I said, it's going to be a natural progression. You kept going, well, I don't know about this. So
you know, I forgot. You're right about that. Yeah, I mean, it kind of took me by surprise because, you know, over the years, people had said to me, you ought to do a radio program. But I could have never imagined calling you up and saying, hey, John, I'd like to do a radio show. So when I got the call, it was like, what? It's been a lot of fun. And, like I say, I'll tell you the one thing that's really been good for me as a writer and also as a broadcaster now. It's funny to think of myself as a broadcaster, but I guess I am. My mother always said I was a broadcaster. But anyway, is that I learned so much from the input from the people who are out there reading what I write and listening to what I have to say. And it gives me things to think about.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I remember, well, we'll save that story to after this break. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. My guest today, radio talk show host on this network, writer for AFP's, been there forever, the new book, Target, Trafficant, The Untold Story. We'll be right back.
Pain It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are back with Mike Piper here. New book, Target Trafficant, The Untold Story. And Jimmy, me boy, is getting out of the pen in August of next year. By the way, a couple of years ago, I was over in D.C., and we went down to the watering hole down the street. What was the name of that place?
Oh, that's Mr. Henry's.
Mr. Henry's.
Yeah.
Is the gang still there?
Actually, no. It's kind of funny. The bartender that you met, oddly enough, is now, oddly enough, he's now one of the owners of the restaurant where I used to see Jim Trafficking on a regular basis.
Really?
And, where Jim Trafficking, according to the federal indictment, violated the federal laws by getting dinners paid for by lobbyists.
Really?
Indeed, yes.
Well, so Mr. Henry's is still there.
Well, that's still there, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he's, you know what, maybe, do the politicians still go in there to eat?
Oh, absolutely, they do.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good. I tell them I want to bug the tables. I want some inside information. You know, I just had a thought. If I ever move this network, you know where I'm going to move it? I'm going to move it to Washington, D.C.
That would be an interesting proposition.
It mm-hmm. would be, because if you think about this, I mean, aside from the stench that's coming out of the Capitol and the White House, it's a dynamic town. I love the town. I mean, I go there. I remember years ago, I took 2 weeks off just to go through the museums up there, and I didn't see one-tenth of what I wanted to see.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with living here, you walk by the museums all the time and you never get it. I'll tell you a funny story real quickly. There was this one place which I used to walk by, not even a museum. It was like a, I don't even know what it's called. It's like a great big greenhouse. I walked by there every day for years taking my evening walk. And I always said to myself, I'm going to stop in there next time I go by. Well, the next time I went by, I had a time to kill. There was a great big fence up around it and a big sign saying closed for repairs. I kid you not. Absolutely true.
I'll be darned. And we have a new editor over there at AFP.
Jimmy the Tucker.
Jim Tucker. How's he doing?
He's doing real well. Jim Tucker knows Traffickin'. He used to run into Traffickin' in that same restaurant all the time, yeah.
Well, you
regular
know,
watering hole here on Capitol Hill.
You know, I was in your facility there at the AFP. Nice building, by the way. I was surprised. You guys have a lot of stuff in there. You got books and you got people. And
only problem is it leaks and we have mold, but aside from that, it's a... it serves the purpose.
Well, we'll have to send you up some aeronizers because that.
Yeah, it might save some lives.
By the way, is that aeronizer still working for you?
Yes, John. Yes, you gave me that aeronizer, and I want to tell you something. I think I might only be alive because of that aeronizer. Yeah.
Well, I know. When I was around you and you were getting attacked by just about everything in the air. I said, I think I have something that can help you out.
Absolutely, and it does wonders. It absolutely does wonders.
Well, and you know what? If this network ever makes a move, and we're making moves with the network, I cannot say anything now, nor am I going to taint this, but I'm looking in the next year for this network to have between 100 and 100, 130 and 150 radio stations. Now, I say that cautionary. The deal is already in the works, but... I am not going to say anything. I'm not going to give out any hints here. But by Jiminy, I mean, I'm not in the business of just getting on the airwaves just to hear myself talk, because quite frankly, I'm even tired of hearing myself talk. But if we can make this move and things happen the way it does, I just might move this to D.C. And if you guys have enough area up there, I just need to build a couple of little studios.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
maybe we can even do it out of the AFP building itself.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I mean, that's.
Because I'll tell you what, I would just love to be in Washington, D.C. That way, if anybody in the federal government wanted to talk to me, all they'd have to do is go across town.
Yeah. You know, and you know, the thing is, I was thinking about that, you know, when did you start RBN? I can't remember.
In June of 04.
Okay, well, I was going to say, yeah, because if RBN had been booming like it is now, or should be, I should say, if RBN had been around during the time when they were really going after Traffickin', I think that RBN could have played a major part in getting the word out about what was actually happening to him, because the only thing that people were getting in their local newspapers were these little stories about, you know, crooked congressmen with mafia ties. You know, they played up the idea that where Traffickin' was from was a mafia stronghold. In fact, mm-hmm. Traffickin' had fought the mafia.
Yes, he did.
You know, and they were playing this all up, and most people, even people who had liked Traffickin' initially, thought, oh, well, he must be guilty of something.
Well, there's a little side story to that, but I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Jim in New Mexico. Thanks for holding on, Jim.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, John, I admire you for putting together this radio station and your ability to accumulate the host that you have. It's been awesome.
Well, and like I said, we're not done. Now imagine we only have one network here.
Yeah.
I can envision a day where we have, and I don't want to get big, I don't want 3-4 networks, no. I want to put together 2 networks and with just the absolute best of the best.
Well, I hate to see you lose Michael Herzog and Lee Rogers.
Well, you know.
Really appreciated them.
Well, and Michael's feeling, you know, I'm sorry he left, and I'm sorry he did that because he's on another station now. I checked his numbers on the Internet. I think there's only 100 people listening to him.
Yeah. I hate to see talk radio. I mean, the Patriot, whatever, talk radio gets spread too thin.
Yeah.
That's
well,
concerning.
Well, and that's true, but you know what? Who's going to take his place? I can't give out the talk show host name, but it's been the guy that I said has had the best radio voice of anybody I've ever heard on the air. So
yeah.
That's who's going to be taking Mr. Herzog's place. But
yeah. I'd like to do an environmental show sometime.
Well, hey, maybe we can do just that.
Well, look, the reason I'm calling is because on August the 29th, I live in the mountains, a little small community, maybe 40, 50 people live here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vacation retreat, a national monument nearby. Visitors and tourists come up here. There are hot springs nearby.
Right.
Very quiet and peaceful, no crime. They never have any burglaries, robberies. Nobody gets killed, raped, nothing. It's just been, it's a beautiful place.
You definitely don't live in Washington, D.C.
No, sir. I did something in my last life. I don't know what it was, but I'm already in heaven.
You've already got your reprieve. Yeah.
But except for last Friday, I mean, not Friday, last Friday, but the Friday before last, on August the 29th, about 10:30 in the morning, we got visited by a black helicopter.
Really?
Yes, and it circled very low, just above treetop level. Illegal. They're supposed to maintain a ceiling of at least, I think, 200 feet,
mm-hmm.
if not five. But in fact, I watched them, and he almost landed just across on the other side of the canyon here at one point, but apparently decided the slope was too steep and continued on and went on up to the visitor center at the National Monument and landed in the parking lot. But for about 3 or 4 hours, the thing kept circling. It would pick out different pieces of property. You know, you could tell from there, I'm sure, by the property lines are, and they would hover over those properties. And what he was doing, I mean, I've had any instruments or what, but I found that the state police were working with the Army National Guard on that operation. And they said they were looking for marijuana on a tip from somebody.
Right.
And but they never found anything. They harassed a little old lady with gray hair that has a beautiful garden. They just, everything they touch turns into a work of art there.
Right.
She gave them a piece of the, of her mind as they, as she showed them around. I told her I would have demanded they have a warrant, but she let them look around. They were satisfied, but she still gave them a piece of her mind anyway as they were looking.
So this was drug interdiction? Who was it exactly?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. Finally, I posted some information on a local discussion group, a forum, and a newspaper reporter from the local paper has picked it up now, and she's going to be interviewing several of us up here. And as far as I know, though, nobody has any photographs, but it was a Black Hawk helicopter with no markings on it.
Oh, black, they're using Black Hawks. They used to just use the Hueys, the HD
no.
models. But, you know, I would.
You know, Jim, it's kind of interesting, and John, it's kind of interesting that in the mainstream, self-styled mainstream media, they constantly refer to conspiracy theories about black helicopters. But I'm sorry to tell you, the fact of their existence and the fact that they are engaging in these activities is a fact, not a theory.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
and I feel
it's
that
like
we were terrorized up here. That.
Mm-hmm.
It was the government inflicting the terror on us up here.
Well, didn't you tell them that, look, if you guys fly a couple of hours south, you can probably get a bunch of Mexicans backpacking heroin across
exactly.
the border? You know, what the hell you doing looking at, what the hell you doing looking in somebody's flower garden?
Yeah, and the reporter has already contacted the local state police chief officer, whoever it is, for this area, and he claims he didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. He might not have.
Well, yeah, that's what she said. That could have been from another part of the state. I don't know, but we're going to try to get an audience with Governor Richardson and see if he signed off on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't, he should have. But really, he should not have. I mean, you
yeah,
know,
that's right.
If he did, he should not have.
Well,
but
hey,
he
Jim,
should have at least known about it.
Let me tell you something, and I mentioned this on my program the other night. It was something that I had begun to figure out kind of on my own, but I had some conversations with a county commissioner up in Maine a few years ago that confirmed my suspicions. And this is something we often tend to forget about. In every county in this country, you will find the local county emergency management agency. But that is nothing more than a local outpost of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And if you want to find an intelligence operation with roots at the highest levels, it's right there in your county emergency management agency. You ought to go to them and ask them what was going on.
Yeah, that'd be the first stop. Hey, Jim, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you, John.
I appreciate it very much. We'll take the break here. Michael Collins Piper. His program is on this network at 8 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We'll continue this chat right after this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Talking with Michael Collins Piper, writer, author, broadcaster. What other things can I throw in there?
If you go too far, it might be, just leave it at that.
By the way, on the subject of Jim Traficant, and we got to tell people how to get the book. How do they get the book?
Well, they can go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, and there's a whole spread there telling about the book. Or they can call American Free Press during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and order it using Visa or MasterCard. The number there is, it's an 888 number, 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-6397. And it is $25, but I'll tell you what, if those people that call in this week and say they heard me on John Statmiller's National Intel Report, you tell them that I said they could get a special discount offer of the book at $20 a copy. So
uh-oh,
that's a pretty good saving.
Yes, it is. I would say one-fifth off the cost of a book is a good deal. And by the way, we got people out there that don't have internet, that do listen by radio, But if they want to send a check in, can they send a check?
Yeah, they can just send it to American Free Press. And the address is on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington. So it's 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003.
You know, okay. The more I'm thinking about this, and by the way, when you send that, the deal will still hold. If you send it out this week, just put a little note in there. You heard it on the National Intel Report, and I get a special deal for $20.
That's right.
Okay, so, all right. Yeah, you know, the more I'm thinking about that, I just kind of pulled this out of my hat rack here. But the more I think about this, the more I'm thinking this network should be centered out of Washington, D.C.
It could have a real impact in a way that that it doesn't now, and certainly RBN does have an impact. But, you know, all these members of Congress are so accustomed to getting these softball interviews.
Mm-hmm.
This would really put them on the spot with people, not only people, reporters and broadcasters in the know, but it would put them on the spot with people literally all around the country and around the world who are in the know, and they would be forced to answer questions that they wouldn't normally get posed to them by your typical mainstream reporters.
Oh, and I would be the roving reporter with the hot link right over live on the program if I decided to go out and interview a few of our Congress critters. That would be live and on the spot. By the way, you made mention to me before the broadcast that you listen to the network on the weekends and when you're writing and putzing around or whatever. And you said you go into the archives and listen to the program. Well, I was talking to my engineer during one of the breaks, and he says to me, I told him, I said, Mike listens to my show sometimes on the weekend when he has a little bit of time. And you've gotten a lot of emails and letters and comments from people that, you know, they're working a weird shift or they're busy or whatever, but they always go into the archives and listen to your show.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I told you, I said that we actually have more people that go in, and this is weird with a radio network. We got AM and FM stations, satellite, and all that other stuff. I mean, we're real radio, but a lot of people will listen online, but the majority of the internet listeners go in there to the archives to listen to the programming. And I asked my engineer during the break, I said, I've told people that we have more people archive listeners than we actually do on air or live listeners through the internet, at least. I said, how big is this? And he says, huge. I said, well, how big? He says, well, we're now into the 15 terabyte range. Now, you computer geeks out there can tell me exactly how big a terabyte is. But that's a lot of information. So, you know, with the 40-some radio stations we have now and the internet and folks, I will never, and Mike, you know me, you've known me for a while.
Yeah.
And this radio network is for the people. And it's been suggested to me before that, well, you should do like those other networks do. You should charge for your archives or you should do this and do that. And I go, no, I'm never going to do that. Because that would preclude all these people that are eating up those 15 terabytes of information every month. That would preclude them from going in. Some people could pay for it. Maybe some people couldn't. But that's not the idea. The idea is about getting the information out there. And it has always been in my heart. You know the attack that we had a couple of years ago on this network.
Indeed.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you came in right after it.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we were rocking and rolling, and we were on a 45-degree incline, and there was no end in sight where this network, well, that put us back about 18 months, almost 2 years behind schedule. So now we're getting back there now. And if we would not have had those that interrupt us for that time period, who knows where we'd be at today. But, folks, I've always told you this. I am committed. Just as Mike Piper, that's written for the Spotlight and then the AFP, that he's been doing this for as long as he has, here's another guy that's committed. You know, this guy doesn't have a mansion in Washington, D.C. He's a hardworking guy, loves what he does, and it shows. So you're with a good crowd here with Republic Broadcasting Network.
We try.
And here's my pledge and my promise to you. I am not going to quit until everybody in this country hears of this network and these talk show hosts. We'll break right here. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Michael Collins Piper is my guest. The new book, folks, and it is the read that you need to read this thing. And you will begin to understand how really corrupt Washington, D.C. is because, well, the uninformed would think, well, when the government does something, they go after somebody, well, doggone it, they deserved it. No, you will learn that the good people are the ones that are either ignored or if they make big enough waves that they just have to go away. They're no longer in politics or, my goodness, if they don't want to outright kill the guy, they'll trump up something, have him thrown in jail. Target Trafficking, The Untold Story is a new book by Michael Collins Piper, and you're going to get a deal here today. Okay, the deal is that if you call 888-699-NEWS and order the book, Target Trafficking, it normally sells for $25. You get it for $20. Now, if you want to write in with a check or a money order, make sure it's post-dated. No, not post-dated, rather, but put the date on the check. It'll get over to them. Just mention the deal here for $20. Of course, you'll have to pay shipping on it. But send it over to American Free Press, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., zip 20003. I believe.
John, incidentally, that $20 will include shipping and handling.
Well,
so they don't have to add that in there.
Well, hell's bells. I stand corrected. $20, folks, you can't get a better deal than this. And Mike, I like the way you write. You know, a lot of writers, it cracks me up to watch people that write for major publications, or they're an AP writer or whatever. I mean, do they go to school for the flowery crap? I mean, a journalist and a writer does the who, what, where, and why, and you're supposed to make it succinct and clear. You're supposed to get the reader's attention right off the bat. But I see, do these people go to the Alice in Wonderland School of Journalism?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, John, because that's one point that I've always made about the establishment media, the mainstream media, the print media in particular I'm talking about here. If you open up Time or Newsweek, or even now U.S. News and World Report, which used to be pretty reliable, they used to tell you the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now, if you open up an article about John McCain in Newsweek, it'll start off something along these lines. The sunset over the Arizona desert was glistening. The man in his cowboy boots was walking down the road, pondering his past and thinking about his future.
Yeah.
He knew that it was all on the line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you finally get around to the fact that it's some Arizona rancher who's thinking about going down to visit John McCain at his congressional office in Phoenix.
Yeah, and it's reading like a nonfiction or even a novel. I mean, what do I care if the cowboy has dung on his boots? And
yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that they write now. It's all become very surreal.
Well,
and this is what passes for news in this country.
And that is a good point that you bring up, because Mike, I know that you notice what has happened with the news. Now, I started noticing, at least in the TV idiot box land out there, where you'd get your news, your local news at noon or at 10 o'clock or whatever the case may be. But generally speaking, the news, the news shows that they do during the day, you find them sitting on living room furniture and sitting there and prattling on like you've just walked into somebody's house and there's supposed to be some interesting conversation. And the epitome of this is Fox and Friends in the morning.
Yeah. This is what, you know, this is the funny thing about it, John. What they've done is they are passing off a bunch of crap and calling it news.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's like they're, and they've talked about this, that they want to make it more, user friendly. I remember, I think it was Dan Rather who started wearing a sweater and he would sit on the edge of the desk and talk to people. And that was supposed to make the news more palatable. But in fact, what they were doing was not giving you, well, of course, the broadcast networks have never given us the news, but this is the whole game. And you know, if you look at Fox, which unfortunately is so popular with so many people. I just told somebody yesterday, if you watch Fox News, it's like you're watching a three-ring circus. You got the juggler over here and the clowns over here and the pig riding a bicycle over here, you know. They have all these things flashing in front of you, and it's all just garbage pretending to be news.
But let us not forget, Michael, the female in the middle that has the dress way too short for TV and the cameras aimed right at crotch level.
Yeah, I'm not going to name anybody, but yeah, we all know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll tell you what, you're right, because not only is it used to be that news was presented. Now, you remember the old days. When television news, I mean, they'd sit there with their hats on with a microphone in front of their face. You know, and some of these guys, I forget the guy's name, but he used to drink a ton of water before the television broadcast. I'll think of his name here in a second. But he used to drink a ton of water, so while he was doing the TV show, he would have to actually relieve himself. But he did that so he would appear more animated. And he would just talk faster and blah, 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 blah. And it had the flavor of there was somebody, and I'm talking about news in general that was presented, that here was a guy that was giving you the news, and it was immediate and it was important. You didn't have the splashes. You didn't have the distractions. You got some guy's head with a microphone stuck in front of him, and he was giving you the news. Now, for years and years and years in the evening news, Dan I'd Rather, or, you know, Walter Crankcase, or whomever it was, you know, it was the guy behind the desk, and that was it. But they have changed this format, and now it's like, and Michael, I know you've noticed this as well. We've got, I don't even want to call these guys presidential hopefuls. We've got Barack Obama, of course, with Joe Biden. Now, there's a ticket for you. I mean, this is like the Wicked Witch of the West and Dorothy, you know, swap and spit. And then on the other side, we got John McCain, which is nothing but a broken-down rehash of George Bush. But he picks this little neophyte politician out of Alaska. But my point is that since, let me see, March of this year, you would think that the elections were imminent, that they were going to happen next week.
Exactly.
We have had solid coverage of what this person was wearing, what they said. They're now putting their little whistle-stop tours in front of people's faces from in Cincinnatiopolis, Ohio. They're running it as news.
You know, I hadn't watched network television in ages until October of last year when I happened to be out in California for the No More Wars for Israel conference. And while I was in the hotel and visiting with some friends out there at the time, I actually watched some of the cable networks and flipped back and forth between them. And, you know, while they have their apparent differences, they are, in fact, all giving you the very same thing with just slight nuances.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. They're talking about the same non-stories and presenting them as news, and then not telling you about the things that are really going on and the things that people really do need to know about these candidates. I mean, I've been harping for weeks about my story that I first wrote in the 2000 presidential election campaign 8 years ago about John McCain's organized crime connections and through his family fortune. And, you know, I wrote about it. People have picked up on it. It has gotten some legs now to the point that now in the mainstream media, they are starting to mention it, if only in passing. So, you know, that's a good thing, thanks to the Internet, because people are hearing about these things that they're not hearing about in the mainstream media, and we are forcing the mainstream media to come out into the ring. And they've been hiding for a long, long time. They've been cowering in the corners and afraid to touch these things. But thanks to Republic Broadcasting and thanks to American Free Press and a lot of other independent internet websites, the word is getting out there. And that's why I'm unfortunately going to predict that we're going to see more and more efforts to censor the internet, to restrict the internet, to try to block all of this independent broadcasting and journalism that we are getting.
Well,
so,
but you know, here's what they do not realize, and we know that the networks, the television networks out there, I mean, folks, even radio networks, you're starting to understand why somebody like Air America can't make it fly, because it's okay if it's prepackaged and presented, and there's supposedly celebratory cause behind what I call the Marxist water carriers on the Democrat side. But when you actually took these people to talk about this live on air, is it any wonder that a network like that is in constant failure? Well, there's a reason for it. And this is starting to backfire on them, Michael, because people are right now in this country hungering for the truth. They forget the fluff. Forget the women crotch shots here on the morning news programs. Forget the as you put it, the Jugglers Act and, you know, this little three-ring circus going on there. Forget about politics. They want to hear what's really going on. And they're really making people angry. Newspapers, their subscriptions are down. People that watch these supposed medias are down. And people right now are just absolutely hungering for the truth. And I can think of no better time. They say, Mike, in life, timing is everything. I can think of no better time for this network. I can think of no better time for writers such as yourself and authors and the American Free Press. You name it. Because people are once they discover it, and I always say once that front porch light goes on, there's always somebody home after that.
You know, John, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people for a long, long time thought that Fox News and its various incarnations was providing an alternative, you know, and they thought that people like Rush Limbaugh and all of the people of Sean Hannity,
Don't forget Bill O'Reilly.
On and on. All
don't,
these phony,
don't forget Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. As I say, the list goes on and on. People thought they were providing an alternative, but I can tell you that, you know, friends of mine who, you know, are accustomed to the so-called alternative networks like Fox, when they see, or I should say when they listen to RBN, they see that this is a real alternative, that there is some serious discussion here about things that they're not hearing about on the so-called alternative networks that the mainstream media controllers have tried to shove down our throats.
And it is backfiring. There is serious blowback going on. And, man. Oh, you know what? There's something else I wanted to talk about here. Oh, by the way, I got questions here. Excuse me. I'm not putting out this number enough. If you want to get a copy of the book here, ladies and gentlemen, Target Trafficant, The Untold Story, if you call the toll-free number 888-699-NEWS, even if you're riding in your car right now, this ain't going to be hard to remember. Just remember, 888, yeah, it's a toll-free number, 888-699-NEWS. You call that number during regular business hours, 8 to 8, and that's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You call for a copy of that book, you get a $5 discount, and the shipping is free. So that's included, $20, it'll get you the book. And I want to start building up a little bit here of a reception committee for Mr. Trafficant when he gets out of prison next August, because you know what? I've got a sneaking suspicion. I've got this little sneaking suspicion that that Mr. Trafficant may, in fact, want to get back into politics.
I certainly hope he does, because we need people like Jim Trafficant, you know, and he's already got a proven track record, and you know, as I say, he's a genuine man of the people. You know, he didn't have the best voting record in Congress, but
no.
I can tell you that several years in a row, we used to do a Liberty Ledger rating of members of Congress. He used to get, 1 year he got 100% rating, 1 year he got 80% rating. He was getting a better rating than a lot of Republicans in Congress. And he was a Democrat, part of the Democratic caucus.
Yeah. And I think, you know, he had this big distrust of government, and then he felt the wrath of it himself personally. And Jim Trafficant is a human kind of a guy. And I think he can be steered away from some of the things he's done in the past. I mean, he was a Washington boy, but he had a streak in him. And that's what I loved about the guy. By the way, I wanted to mention, is he still in Allenwood?
No, he's in the federal prison in Springfield, Illinois.
Do you have an address on that?
Well, I tell you what, yes, I do. You know, there is a couple websites up on the internet. They were up there where people can go to get some more information about him, including, as I recall, at the last time, his prison address. One of them is simply trafficant.com. Another one is freetrafficant.com. These are easy to remember, and trafficant-update.com. Now, his actual address in prison is, okay, it's Jim Trafficant, and he's in the Federal Medical Center. It's PMB 4000.
PMB 4000.
It's Rochester, Minnesota. 55903 and then -4000, just as in that PMB, that box address.
All right.
Very important, though, people put his Federal Register number after his name, Jim Trafficant. They put the number sign and then 312-13-060.
Okay,
312-13-060. And, of course, I have that address in the book.
Okay.
I also have the address for his wife. She lives in Poland, Ohio, and I can tell you that family needs some help.
Okay.
And if people want to send contributions to him, it goes directly to Jim. They can only send postal money orders in amounts of no greater than $100. But that's an entirely separate address. It's at P.O. Box 474701. P.O. Box 474701, Des Moines, Iowa, 50947. It's just the way the federal prison system is set up. So if people want to send a contribution, they can't send it directly to him in Rochester. They make it as complicated as possible.
Well, and that's what I wanted to really stress here, because if you do not address, if you're going to write him, and folks, if you write him, he'll write you back, okay? If you do not put the address exactly the way it's supposed to be on the envelope, they'll kick it out. So when we get back from this break, I want to go over that address for where they have him incarcerated, go through that address one more time, and I did see the address for Tish, and I'll see if I can get that during the break. But that number again to get the book, Trafficant, Target Trafficant, The Untold Story, just call 888-699-NEWS. All right, we'll take this break, come back on the other side. This has been a real fast 2 hours, hasn't it?
I was thinking that myself. Yeah, it's already over. Yeah,
We'll be right back.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
A quote from Jim Trafficant: when I get out, I will grab a sword, like Maximus Meridius Domitius, and as a gladiator, I will stab people in the crotch. Okay, if you want to write Jim Trafficant, okay, and Trafficant, ladies and gentlemen, is simply spelled Trafficant. And his prison number, Mike?
Yeah, that the prison number for Jim Trafficant is, just 1 second, 31213-060. 31213-060. Federal Medical Center, PMB, B as in boy, PMB 4000, Rochester, Minnesota, Rochester, just like it sounds, 55903. And I think...
Dash 4000.
Dash 4000. I think if people do a Google search of Jim Trafficant and Rochester, Minnesota, they will probably find his address up there somewhere. But they can check out Trafficant.com. I believe it's up there.
You know, no, I looked at that site. It is not there.
Oh, it may not be there anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not there.
In any case, I have written, I put all these I put all these addresses in the book so that people can either send a contribution to the Trafficant family directly or a canteen contribution to help Jim in prison, or just to write him a letter of support, and I know he appreciates it.
Yeah, he certainly does. And if you just want to make a contribution, a maximum, and it has to be by money order, folks.
Yeah, a U.S. postal money order.
U.S. postal money order. They only deal with themselves, I guess. That would be Jim Trafficant, P.O. Box 474.
01.
Des Moines, Iowa. 50947.
Now, and they have to include that register number again, that 31213-060.
So,
yeah.
So put the Jim Trafficant and put his prison number in there, 31213-060, right below his name, the P.O. Box 474701. And that's in Des Moines, Iowa, 50947. And only send the postal money orders, a maximum of $100 over there. His family has had one heck of a time with this. His wife, Tish, hung with the guy. Very nice lady, by the way. But that's only for the money orders. But the other address is for him in prison. Drop him a line. The last time that I requested that people write somebody was my guy there from Aeroplastics up there that got slam dunked by the IRS. And he received over 3,000 cards and letters. So tell Jim... you're going to get the book here written by Michael Collins Piper, and we're going to have a little welcoming party for him when he gets out of the Hooskow in August of next year. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to rent a limo and have him picked up and taken to the airport.
He certainly deserves it.
I'm telling you, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to be there for that. I'm sure you would too.
Yeah, he's a real decent guy. He's a nice guy, and you know he loves America.
And I'll tell you what else has happened since this man's been in jail? By the way, the info, a caller called in, and thank you for this. We got active people out there. More info at www.bop.gov. Enter his name into the database, and that's for the Bureau of Prisons. That BOP is bureauofprisons.gov. So there you go.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Appreciate
hey,
that.
Michael, you'll be on live here in a couple hours.
About 2 hours. That's right.
Thank you for spending this time with us. It's
appreciate it, as always, John.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. All right. Well, that's it for the National Intel Report. We'll see you back here tomorrow with another edition of that. And again, if you want to get the book here, Target Trafficant, The Untold Story, man, what a book. 888-699-NEWS. And, folks, we will see you all again right here tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Gold has been.